Computer errors blamed for delayed text of $2.3 trillion government funding coronavirus relief bill. By Charlie Spiring on December 21, 2020. As Congress prepares to pass $2.3 trillion in government spending Monday, members are still awaiting the text of the bill. The text of the bill was expected to be released mid-morning, but as of 1:30 p.m., it was still not made available. Senator John Thune, RSD, told Capitol Hill reporters that they were experiencing difficulties getting the massive multi-part bill combined into one file and uploaded to the internet. "I think it's a huge project, bigger than anything we've done in time. I've been here," he said. "And unfortunately, it's bad time to computer glitch." The bill includes the $1.4 trillion government spending bill, $900 billion tacked on for coronavirus relief. Funding for the government is scheduled to expire at midnight. The lack of legislative text frustrated members of Congress from both parties. Democrat and Republican leaders announced a deal late Sunday night, including a summary of what was agreed to. The spending summary via the Associated Press. Direct economic relief, $286 billion. Unemployment insurance, $120 billion. Revive supplemental federal pandemic unemployment benefits but at $300 per week. Through March 14, instead of the $600 per week benefit that expired in July. Extends special pandemic benefits for gig workers and extends the maximum period for state-paid jobless benefits to 50 weeks. Direct payments, $166 billion. Provides $600 direct payments to individuals making up to $75,000 per year and couples making $150,000 per year. With payments phased out for higher incomes, with $600 additional payments per dependent child. Small business, $325 billion. Paycheck Protection Program, $284 billion. Revives the Paycheck Protection Program, which provides forgivable loans to qualified businesses. Especially hard-hit businesses that received PPP grants would be eligible for a second round. Ensures that PPP subsidies are not taxed. Vaccine, testing, healthcare providers, $69 billion. Delivers more than $30 billion for procurement of vaccines and treatments, distribution funds for states, and a strategic stockpile. Adds $22 billion for testing, tracing and mitigation, $9 billion for healthcare providers, and $4.5 billion for mental health. Schools, $82 billion. Delivers $54 billion to public K-12 schools affected by the pandemic and $23 billion for colleges and universities. $4 billion would be awarded to a governor's emergency education relief fund. Nearly $1 billion for Native American schools. Rental assistance, $25 billion. Provides money for a first-ever federal rental assistance program. Funds to be distributed by state and local governments to help people who have fallen behind on their rent and may be facing eviction. Food/FarmAid, $26 billion. Increases food stamp benefits by 15% and provides funding to food banks, Meals on Wheels and other food aid. Provides an equal amount, $13 billion, in aid to farmers and ranchers. Child care, $10 billion. Provides $10 billion to the Child Care Development Block Grant to help families with child care costs and help providers cover increased operating costs. Postal Service, $10 billion. Forgives a $10 billion loan to the Postal Service provided in earlier relief legislation. Surprise medical bills. Contains bipartisan legislation to protect consumers from huge surprise medical bills after receiving treatment from out-of-network providers. Tax extenders. Extends a variety of expiring tax breaks, including lower excise taxes of crafter brewers and distillers. Renewable energy sources would see tax breaks extended, as would motorsport facilities, and people making charitable contributions. Business meals would be 100% deductible through 2022. Water projects. Includes an almost 400-page water resources bill that targets $10 billion for 46 Army Corps of Engineers flood control, environmental and coastal protection projects.